Between June 15th and June 28th, Garfield County saw a spike of nearly 100 lab-confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19. Consistent with trends across the country, minority populations were affected at a rate that is disproportionately higher than their fraction of the overall local population.
COVID-19 is truly hitting the Latino community really, really hard.
That's Beatriz Soto, founding board member of Voces Unidas de las Montañas. She spoke at a virtual meeting hosted by the City of Glenwood Springs on June 30th.
And we're really starting to feel and see the social inequities in our systems and in our communities.
66 additional cases have since been recorded, further emphasizing this discrepancy, with 60% of total cases in Garfield County occurring among Latinos as of this past Sunday. Comparatively, Latinos represent only about 30% of the population of Garfield County, according to Voces Unidas. Speaking with KDNK News, Garfield County Public Health Specialist Carrie Godes shared that contact tracing links recent clusters of cases to carpooling as well as work conditions.
You know, if you're riding in a car with someone and you're going to work or you're going to a social outing, and that person is asymptomatic but then later tests positive and you've been exposed, we've had that happen, and then that person that rides with that person brings that back on home to their family, passes it to a spouse, it's passed it to children, and those children have interaction with grandparents, and suddenly we really see a lot of spread from those kind of situations. We've also seen it in job sites.
Godes suggests that patrons be considerate of workers while visiting businesses.
When we interact at our restaurants and our grocery stores, you know, they're masking up for us. And, you know, they're masking up all day. They're masking up for 8, 9-hour, 10-hour days of work for us. We need to do that courtesy back to them of just covering up for that 30-minute trip into the grocery store to protect them. So I think that that has also contributed to some of our Hispanic population just being exposed through on the job and then social situations.
Another possible factor shared by Godes is the social warmth characteristic of Latin cultures, as well as living conditions that more commonly include extended and multiple families.
Our Hispanic outreach coordinator will tell you they're also, you know, a very loving, very social, community-oriented group just by kind of the virtue of their culture. And so that is also a message that we need to convey, how we can be still together, but just with some distance.
Moreover, immigrant populations have been significantly more pressured to work during this public health crisis without the same governmental assistance as U.S. citizens, like unemployment benefits or receiving a stimulus check. The necessity of risking infection to maintain an income is a consequence of systemic inequality. Still, a survey released by Voces Unidas in early July found that among 84 Latino respondents living in the area, 70% were without work and income as of May 22nd, and only 5% were able to continue working since the beginning of the pandemic.
Our data also shows that some Latinos don't know what to do necessarily if somebody in their family does contact the virus, and how to protect the broader community.
Solutions offered by Voces Unidas include that all official public information from counties be linguistically and culturally effective and disseminated to all communities at the same time via effective channels. Additionally, all employers should distribute culturally effective information in Spanish and English to all of their workers on what to do if an employee is experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, while highlighting their rights and protections as workers. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.